A broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3.
All of me, why not take all of me?
This week on Inside Art, we'll talk with San Diego bred bassist John Murray, who returns from Juilliard with his new perspective trio at Dizzy's and the Jazz Lounge. But first, we welcome the creator and star of an award-winning one-woman show about one of the greatest jazz and blues performers of all time, Billie Holiday. Billie, backstage with Lady Day, is part theater and part concert, combining storytelling and song to capture the essence of Holiday's life and music. This NAACP and Artistic Director Achievement-honored show comes to the Brooks Theater in Oceanside for one weekend only, July 28th through 30th. And joining me today is playwright, actress, and singer Cynthia L. Hardy, a veteran of film, TV, and stage, and an Emmy recipient for the documentary Precious Memories, A Stroll Down 47th Street. Cynthia, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Inside Art.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cynthia, maybe we can start with what originally inspired you to create this show about Billie Holiday.
I guess, you know, when I was a little girl, my parents and the older folks would always listen to the big band and the jazz. You know, on the holidays, we would have, for instance, 4th of July, kids' music early in the day, around about 4 or 5 o'clock. We had to go somewhere else and play. And then they put on the music. And
the real stuff.
Also, the good stuff. And so I would listen to it. And also at that time, they were still had music in the schools where I went. And so we would go on field trips to all, you know, the orchestra hall, the big band, you know, just places. And I just love that sound. Just love that sound, the blues and the jazz. So I says I have to thank the older folks.
So how did you put this story together? What was important to you in creating a stage play about Billie Holiday's life?
I kind of went through, you know, phases writers do, and it was a different, it had a different format. And then when I settled on this, I just wanted to tell her story truthfully, authentically. I wanted to tell her raw, you know, because we see a lot of movies and plays, and it's all about the music, of course, and the drugs. Well, I didn't want to deal with the drugs, just as the whole premise throughout the whole show. So I set it up so that we could find out more about her. You know, why she sang some of the songs, why she wrote some of the songs, her relationship with her mother and, you know, other people in her life, because we don't hear about that. We know, okay, she's this great singer and she was a drug addict. Well, if you become a drug addict, there's a reason. I mean, you probably had a life before then, you know, at some point where you weren't doing drugs. So that's what I wanted to focus on. And I thought one of the most intimate ways to share that would be backstage, and that's hence the name Billie, backstage with Lady Day. So it starts off Billie backstage getting ready to go do a concert, and that's the progression of the show.
So the first half, the first act is this conversation between an imagined group of press, which is the audience, and Billie.
Yes.
Right. So that gives you an opportunity to address specific issues, doesn't it?
Yes. We get to, there's a little touch on the drugs, and then that goes away, because then we have to get into other things in her life, and some of them were horrific. And then it also gives me a chance to change from my street clothes into my performance clothes. You know, so I'm getting ready the whole time I'm talking to the reporters.
And then in that second half, the second act is an actual performance. Is that you're in the club?
Yes, and I'm in there, and then that's when we have all four pieces of the band. The first half just has the piano player Lanny, and then the second half has Lanny, bass player, sax player, and a drummer.
Now, you mentioned Lanny Hartley. He is no stranger to San Diego theater audiences, as he is a close marital associate of Yvette Freeman, a great actress and director who's been working in San Diego at North Coast Rep for some time. And he is a great pianist. Have you worked with him before?
Yes, I actually met him years ago, and I was singing in the choir at this church, and he was a musical director there. So that was 90-something, 94.
Oh, you go back a long time.
Yeah, we've been buddies.
So choosing the music, that had to be kind of a, you know, there's so much of Billie Holiday's catalog to call from. What were some of your choices and your thoughts behind making them?
Well, I wanted to make sure that some of the songs, or that they, you know, had something to do with the stories that I'm telling in the first half. For instance, Good Morning Heartache has a lot to do with her losing her mom, her dad, and her husband. Husband from just breaking up, and mom and, you know, passing away. Oh, and I do Strange Fruit, you know, which is about the lynchings in the South, which also relates to her father. And then we have, you know, Fine and Mellow. We could do a little blues number, and then Willow Weep for Me. And we just have a lot of fun with that. And those last two were in the second act. Don't Explain. And the story behind that one is she wrote that one when one of her husbands was cheating on her. And so they all kind of tie in, even in the concert part, they tie into her life and the reason she wanted to, you know, write the song. Because that's why I chose the song, because even in the second half, you may not know what the reason is. But but they all had a story. And that's why I wanted to have them. So the first half, I'd say, kind of takes you on a trip, you know, up and down and up and down, laughter, tears. And the second half is just concert, all fun, you know.
Well, what do you hope audiences come away with, you know, as far as understanding or getting another perspective on Billie Holiday through this piece you've created?
I want them to go away with the fact that, as I said earlier, she wasn't just a drug addict. She had a life, you know, she had issues that weren't drug related, you know, like we all do. And I want them to take away the fact that she was a strong woman. She was a survivor. And the fights that she had along the way, which included, you know, the drugs, but those fights that she had made her stronger, and she just never gave up. You know, it's like with Tina Turner, for instance. Tina fought to become what she became. And so did Billie. It was a, you know, different kind of a fight, but there were those struggles, and she came out on top. And that's the way I present it.
And as we close our chat here about Backstage with Lady Day, what are some of the responses you've gotten from audiences that kind of have resonated with you as you've done this piece?
Some of my favorites are people who have told me they love Billie Holiday. They've been a fan of Billie Holiday for years and years and years, but they didn't know some of the stories that I told. They didn't know that about her, or they didn't know this about her. And the fact that she was a survivor, you know, and you know, because when I talk about her mom, for instance, there are people who will be in the audience who will become emotional because it reminds them of their moms and their relationships, you know. And I said, okay, so it touched them on a personal level as well as just, not just a Billie Holiday level. So I like it when they tell me stories. And the best part that I like is when... This month is actually the 14th year we've been doing the show. And I have met people who actually knew her and, you know, roommates, you know, there was one lady who was she knew her because she sang with her a couple of times, and some with her management company. And one little guy, he wasn't a little guy, he was an older guy, ran off to out of the audience when I did one show and it was over. And he came backstage and told me that he was a friend of Billy's. And I'm looking at him like, okay, well, you wouldn't be old enough. But he had sneaked in to see her perform when he was 15. And she took a picture of them with her dog. And he had made a copy and he gave it to me. And so I have those little treasures, you know, people who know her and sayings and, you know, those kind of gifts. Because, you know, who could do that? Who would be able to just give me a picture of her that they had with them in it? So those are nice things that I like to get from the audience. And, you know, it's always good to hear, oh, you were great. Yeah, that's fine. But, oh, my goodness, I felt that. I never knew this about her. You just brought her to life. You made it feel like we were sitting in the room with her. Those are the things I like and I treasure. And they're great. And it's such a great a variety of audience members, old, young, in between. It's just fascinating. I love it.
Cynthia L. Hardy, the creator and star of Billy, backstage with Lady Day, running one weekend only, July 28th through 30th at the Brooks Theater in Oceanside. Cynthia, thanks again for joining us on Inside. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Billy, backstage with Lady Day, runs one weekend only, July 28th through 30th at the Brooks Theater in Oceanside, located at 217 North Coast Highway in Oceanside. For tickets and more information, you can visit oceansidetheater.org. Coming up, we'll talk with San Diego bred bassist John Murray, who returns home from Juilliard with his new perspective trio at Dizzy's and the Jazz Lounge. That's next, as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.